A growing number of states are legalizing marijuana, which means more people around the country can buy and use weed legally. The kind of weed that's for sale has changed in recent years. It's become stronger than ever. NPR's Ritu Chatterjee has more.
The strength of cannabis depends on the amount of its main psychoactive compound, delta-9-tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC. And in recent years, the THC content of cannabis products has risen dramatically, partly in response to demand by consumers. Stacey Gruber is a neuroscientist at Harvard Medical School.
Most people are aware of the phenomenon, quote, this is not your granddaddy's weed, right? I hear this all the time.
But Gruber says consumers may not realize just how much stronger the drug has become. She says studies show that in the 1990s, the average THC content of cannabis was about 4%.
The more recent literature suggests that the national average potency is about 17% for conventional flower product. So that's an increase of more than 300% from 1995 to about 2017. I would say that's a considerable increase.
And some products these days, she says, can have up to 80 to 90% THC.
You have to know, quote, what's in your weed. Whether or not it is a conventional flower product that you're smoking or vaping or a tincture or an edible, very important to know what's in it.
Because, she says, higher THC levels are more likely to have adverse effects.
The negative effects of cannabis have primarily been isolated and localized to THC. So it stands to reason that higher levels of THC may in fact confer greater risk for negative outcome.
There's a lot that's still unknown about the potential harms from high-potency weed, but scientists are beginning to understand some of them. Nora Volkov is the director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse. She says THC has the opposite effect on our bodies at high doses compared to low doses. Take, for example, how a low dose of THC affects anxiety.
When someone takes marijuana at a low content to relax and to stone out, and actually it just decreases your anxiety.
But at very high concentrations, the opposite effect.
You become full-blown psychotic and paranoid with extremely high levels of anxiety.
Similarly, Volkov says at low concentrations, THC is beneficial for treating nausea in cancer patients undergoing chemotherapy. But with high doses, she says,
patients that consume high-content THC chronically came to the emergency department with a syndrome where they couldn't stop vomiting and with intense abdominal pain.
The condition is called cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, and it's hard to treat.
Actually, it doesn't typically respond well to the typical anti-nausea medicines we use.
That's Andrew Monti, an associate professor of emergency medicine and medical toxicology at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. He says these patients tend to be heavy users. And while the number of people with the syndrome is still small, he and his colleagues have documented a rise in the number of cases showing up at emergency departments in Colorado since marijuana was legalized there. Monti and his colleagues have also found that overall, there's been a threefold increase in the frequency of ER visits due to health problems associated with cannabis use.
The most common reason why patients end up in our emergency department due to cannabis is due to intoxication. This can be just from cannabis or from numerous different drugs.
He's also seen a rise in the number of people coming in for psychiatric issues after using cannabis.
We're seeing an increase in psychosis and hallucinations, as well as anxiety and even depression and suicidality.
Monti says many people use the drug safely without side effects, and there are medical benefits. But, he says,
not all patients are understanding that there are risks to this drug because it's been advocated as a completely safe substance for a long, long time, actually. And that's clearly not the case.
That's why, he says, people using cannabis today have to be extra careful when they're buying a product. And as Gruber says, start low, go slow.
You can always add. You can always have more, but you can never take it away. When it's in, it's in.
Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.